Why don't I call a meeting to order?
Great.
We are here today with the committee for about 2605, which is the Metropolitan Council today in Springdale. And while both bills support staggered terms, how they implement them is a bit different. And I believe that John is passing out. And we have a copy through that show the difference between the House and Senate versions. And essentially, the Senate version would begin in January of 2009, where all of the terms would expire. The odd number of districts would expire, and the governor would have reappointed for 4-year terms that would end in January of 2013. When the gubernatorial term begins, then the even number of district appointments would continue until reapportionment in January of 2013, and then both bills are the same
Senate
after
one.
That.
This is
the House bill essentially waits for this to be enacted until after the reapportionment in 2013. So I would like to move the Senate position and the Senate file on that if there's discussion.
The argument in favor?
The argument in favor would be that what we talked about in the Senate when we heard this is that we have just invested significant amount of money in transportation. Mm-hmm. And it would seem that the whole idea behind this is to have continuity, to have a sense of history, of institutional history, and starting that earlier rather than waiting. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it feels like it's about 5 years out.
Right.
And it feels that when we've had discussions about this particular move to staggered terms, it seemed like a very reasonable provision to start with this. And that also, I think that it addresses some of the concerns that have been made about the Metropolitan Council. If we wait 5 years, I would say that a lot of people are going to raise the issue of we haven't mm-hmm. done really a lot on this issue and that we have to look at other avenues. So I think this is at least responding to that. So that was our idea. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's also a bipartisan, it's a gesture of really reaching out because the current governor would be able to appoint and have those members serve into the next term, which I think is the intent of this, is that it is a bipartisan issue that we'd like to be able to move that forward mm-hmm. sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Having been a member of the Metropolitan Council and having been a person who was removed from the Met Council position when a new governor came in and changed the entire council when Mondale was appointed as chair. And then there was a wholesale change of members. It didn't stop anything. It didn't slow anything down. So, but yet I could argue for staggered terms to give institutional history. My issue is they need to continue to serve at the pleasure of the governor. That is an important function of the Met Council. And the way this is written, it says, again, only a member can be removed for cause. And you pull away from the governor his ability to have an influence on the Met Council. So I'm opposed to that part of the language. You remove the governor's ability. And in fact, it'll bring the bill down.
So at that point, I'd like to let you know, Representative Pearson, that I have the A-10 amendment, which will be addressing that. So I just wanted to, first of all, address the timing of this first, and then I think we'll have that discussion. If you would.
Okay, sure, absolutely.
Madam Chair, if I could, on the question of the timing, my interest in this, and when you asked me about this, is I thought that this was a good idea and concept, and I haven't been in the weeds as much as you have with some of the negotiations on some of the details and all the timing. But my take on it was that it just seemed to be a good policy, this continuity, and then when the idea came up, well, when did you start? Well, my thought was, well, if it's good, if it's a good idea, why not start now? Why wait 5 years? I mean, I didn't quite understand that element. So it just occurred to me that it's common sense. Well, let's just do it then if it makes sense.
Just to go back, I think I'm not sure that the House would have any problems with that because in the committee, the original committee, there were very few people there for the first time. It was kind of a mess, quite frankly, and I thought in that people were in and out. I don't think people understood the issue. And I don't think they thought, well, everybody would be up again at reapportionment anyway, so why not start after that? But I don't think there was a deep commitment to that. And my sense wasn't that there was a deep commitment, maybe one or two people. And, of course, it went down the first time, so we had to go back for reconsideration. And so that's why we changed it then to look at least at that point, to look at the reapportionment and put the timeline at that point. But talking individually to the committee members after the first time it went down, going to each of them, they really didn't have much problem with it. I think they didn't understand it. They really didn't have any investment in it. And it was a good lesson for me that maybe we need to go around and be sure that all of our committee members really know what we're talking about.
And I think that's a good point, that having the calendar was really helpful to be able to see the difference between the two bills, when the terms would change, and how it would work. So,
just 1 second. Well, with three of us, but can't somebody vote? Sorry.
Do you want the terms to start falling on? Years or not. I mean, both bills are roughly the same in that way, but.
And what are they suggesting to start it next
year? Yeah, and this allows everyone to finish the terms.
And two or three of them just appointed in the last 2 months.
But it might be a long debate yet.
I don't think I care. You have a sense of it.
Well, they're discussing it.
Did you drop the whole that stuff about
six people lose their jobs potentially?
Hmm?
And if six people lose their jobs, there's any council of appointments.
Jeremy
Kalin. Right.
But then we're
going
to have
serving effective then.
Go back.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you
have
a
vote?
Yeah,
we're
going
to
okay.
Start with accepting the language more as sort of our base, and then I do have another amendment I'd like to propose regarding. All those in favor of appointing a position on Senate File 2605, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? and the motion passed. I'd now like to move the A10 amendment, which I believe you all have. And this is essentially bringing the bill back to its to the original language that is current in statute, in that it strikes the language that a member may only be removed for cause and reinstates the language where the members serve at the pleasure of the governor. And I think this addresses your concern, Representative Peterson, and I do want to know that I know there were issues in the House discussion of what does cause mean. And so we worked a lot with Senate and House counsel. We worked with the Metropolitan Council on trying to change language that the member serves at the discretion of the governor and try to list some of those reasons for removal. And yet we came back to let's make this as simple as possible and also, I think, as reasonable as possible. So we clearly, if we accept this amendment, are basically sending a bill about staggered terms, period. Everything else stays mm-hmm. in place. I think the intent, though, is that if you have staggered terms, we would hope that the intent is that the governor, they serve at the pleasure of the governor, but the intent of the legislature is that the staggered terms does provide for continuity, and certainly it leaves the door open for a governor to remove members, but I think that would, we would like to at least express our intent that there be some continuity between mm-hmm. administrations.
And if I can, what's been interesting over the last two reappointments, two of the members of the council, both Smiths, Mary Smith and Jules Smith, continued to serve. And then they, in fact, did serve 12, 16 years. And they were the keeper of the history, which was very effective. And so I think that people realize that needs to be respected. But at the same time, the Met Council has really worked. And between the change of governors, in spite of Jesse Ventura, it continued to work. So That was a political comment. I should be careful.
Yes, and Senator Bono, Madam Chair, I support this change. I will say that I appreciated the earlier version when we were changing it to the discretion of the governor, because I found that just that line in itself, at the pleasure of the governor, felt so partisan, and that it just made it very clear there was sort of a line drawn in the sand, that those people were not necessarily representing all of us, but first and foremost were representing the interests of the governor. And I don't think that that's consistent with the purpose and the mission of the Met Council. And so I thought actually by changing that, still allowed, it was very clear it was the governor's choice, but it gave more of a communication to the public that it was discretionary rather than a willful, they're my people sort of move. So in the interest of having a bill that goes forward and gets approved, which I hope this does, I'm supporting your change, but I would like to go on record that I think the original change had good intent and would actually have reflected the views of kind of what we were all attempting to do. And I will also add that Mary Smith is my commissioner and just does a wonderful job, and I never have a sense that she's partisan one way or another.
Excellent.
Nor mine.
And I would agree with you, Senator Bonoff. That was my hope, is that we could find language that kept that, you know, the fact that the governor does have the ability to remove members, but it was a little bit stronger language. So I wish we could go that way as well, but in the hopes of reaching a compromise and that the governor will see this as a very reasonable approach and really reflects a lot of the discussion that's taken place over the past year regarding the Metropolitan Council. And people have many different ideas for reform. This seems like a very reasonable, you know, proposal. Mm-hmm. Senator Bonham.
Madam Chair, not to go on too long on this, but, you know, for example, we had the bill in the Senate where we were going to have an elected Met Council, and I voted against that because I didn't think that that was the best way to get a solid nonpartisan representation of the public. So I think we have raised the issue, and if this does not give us what we're looking for, I hope we can come back and revisit this.
And I'm going to say that certainly in the House there's a real strong sense that they would like to have an elected Met Council. And so we've been kind of warding that off by saying, you know, all change is incremental and that we need to take these steps and see how they work. And perhaps there needs to be some long-term study of the Met Council to determine what direction we go. But it seems to me that this is as much as we're going to be able to do right now. And I'm disappointed also. I would have liked to have seen a little stronger language, but I have some faith that the governor would look a little silly to absolutely, with this language, to just replace everyone at a whim. And I think he's going to give some thought. He or she is going to give some thought to, you know, making some good judgments about this. And then we still get the idea that it will be some continuity. I think that's the real big issue, that we have a little more continuity, a little more thoughtfulness. I would have liked to have a little more independence, too, but that is one of the other issues. But at this point, I'm fine with this.
Okay. And Representative Bond.
Briefly, Madam Chair, I just want to underscore the comments of Senator Bonoff and Representative Peterson. And I also, too, would like to have seen some stronger language in here. And I was going to ask if I could ask Representative Peterson his perspective on this from having been in this, but I think he just voiced it a minute ago by saying, well, they do, you know, replace. So, again, I would hope that there's at least pressure and of the intent here that any governor would take to heart, that unless they actually generally went along with the intent of the language, that there would be movements afoot to have some stronger efforts to, you know, for election, other kinds of things. So I do hope that our governors adhere to the intent of the language.
Very good. On that, I'd like to take a vote on the A-10 amendment. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, and the A-10 amendment passes. All right, I believe that that's all we need to do. If you are comfortable with this, that we can have it prepared and sign off on it. And I truly appreciate everyone's work on this. And thank you very much.
I'd also like to thank Patty and Louie. Did you do that?
Yes.
I'd like to thank Patty and Louie and Judd. They really have been helpful. Just giving us information, digging up information where we needed it, and it was very helpful with my 3 hours on the floor to try to work with this.
Just to be clear, then, let's pass the final I think we've accepted the bill and amended it, but just to be clear that we would like to move the Senate bill 2605 with the amendment, the A-10 amendment. And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And the motion passes. Thank you very much.
Second.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you for your work on this.
There we are.